This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning the Mishnah Soifrim. We're up to Ois Pei Pshuta, the final pay, the straight pay. Let's bring up the Maramakaimais, the diagrams. Okay, here we go. Pei Pshuta. I have to say, just as a hekdama, that my neshama is very much enjoying this limud. You know, it's when you think about how Hashem created the world with the aleph bays, you see all the details of every letter, and if you throw off one letter, you know, it destroys the whole world. Now, in the final pay, you have a final chuf, chaf, and you have an upside down vav, and they're roundeds and they're corners, and you know, you don't want to make a corner flat, then the world, you could be flattening the whole world, you know? It could be making an earthquake. Anyway, Mishnah Sofrim says like this, Ois Pei Pshuta, Tzarech La'asos L'Chachila B'Zavis L'Mala K'mai She'Aktufa L'Mala. Top right side, it's a corner, it's not rounded. Okay, you want to, it comes to a point. Gam Tzarech L'Lias Arucha L'Chachila K'shir She'Tei Ruha La'asos Pei K'fufa. It should be long enough that if you bend it, there's enough of a leg where you can make a vertical side and a horizontal underneath. If you bend it. Over the Yeved, now this is key for end of letters. The way the Mishnah Soifrim interprets the Prima Gadim says that if the leg is the length of a yud, it's kasher. Clearly, the Mishnah Soifrim says the length of the yud means past the Nekuda Primus, meaning past the upside down vav. It can't mean like in diagram 4, because that has no tsura of a final pay at all. It means a yud past the nekuda pnimis. But the yevet yesh berego imini mikineged makom hanekuda lamata. If there is in the right leg opposite the place of nekuda, kimloy yud, the length of a yud daibekach. That's enough. Now the Mishasim says a primogadim kasav stam kimloy yud mehayarech. Pirmigadim says, stam, it should be a yud long from the leg. Ve'akavana kasher kasavna. What he means is a yud past the upside down vav, the nekuda primus. Di'ilav hachi, otherwise, ein tsuras ois olav. It does not have the tsura of the ois at all. When we call makoim, nevertheless, now this is a chiddush. Im nimsa came b'sefer Torah. Let's say you made a little bit of a shortened end of fate, like in diagram 3, where you got your yud, okay? V'afilu b'tfilin, even in tfilin, l'charchila b'vadei chayv l'sakin ois, you still got to fix it. Meaning, even though you have kimlo yud after the nekuda primus, you should elongate it. U'l'hashlim o'kedin. Make it long enough that you could bend over the leg that it could have been a pei kefufa. I shaloi kesidra. No, ve'in bazamishim shaloi kesidra. And why? Kivan debaloi hatikun hu kasher. Because it's kasher without fixing it. Anytime you're allowed, anytime a letter is kasher, you could fix it. Now, we said an even bigger chiddush. We don't have explicit proof, let's say by the hay, where anytime a letter has suras ha'ois, it's just not fulfilling a halachic requirement, you could also fix it. Not 100% sure. And otherwise, why didn't the Mishnah Berurah say you're allowed to fix it because it has a tsuras ha'ois? I guess he's saying better than that. More, he's saying it's more than it has a tsuras ha'ois. It's totally kosher. It's just not. It's not mehudar. Okay. Va'asiyas nekuda pei, making the inner dot of the pei. That's how it's referred to, which is the upside down vav. Va'uktsa, and remember the thorn, because really, in order to have the full image of the upside down vav, you need a thorn on the top left side. Hu hakol kamei bechufa, it's just like a bent over pain. Gam yizar shaloi tia hanekuda hafucha letzad chutz. Another thing you got to watch out is not to do like in diagram 7, where you make the vav sticking out, because then it looks like a glorified tuf. Kedei shaloi tadam ala tuf. Im loy noga hanekuda begag. Let's say this nekuda is not touching the roof. Or let's say you stuck the nekuda more toward the interior, like in diagram 8 bays, and not to the end. Hakol dinoi kanal b'chufa. The din is like mentioned by the bent over letter. Okay, now we're up to the ois tzadi. Tzadi kefufa. Okay, so I guess technically it's not a tzadik. Even though in yeshiva, I think in cheder, they taught us tzadik kuf. It's tzadi. You know, people think, no, that's how my grandmother said it, but it's tzadik. No, she was right. It's a tzadi, not a tzadik. Okay. But I do think that the Gemara darshins in Shabbos, that it's there are two types of tzadikim. So I think there is a legitimate interpretation of the letter as referring to a righteous person. Tzadik pashut, tzadik kafuf. I believe the Gemara in Shabbos says maybe daf kuf dalet. Anyway, the Gemara says like this: Ois tzadik kufa, tmunasik maynun kufa v'yira gaba. Ah, a tzadik, you know what? A tzadik gives a yid a piggyback. You know, he gives him a lift. He's a nun, and he gives a ride to the yid on his back. He picks him up, and he puts him on his shoulder. So basically, it's a nun. It's a nun with a yud on top. Haroish harishain shem miyamin shukein yud yapanah noitik tzas klapi mala. The right head, which is a yud on top of the nun, should be facing slightly upward, like in diagram 1 and in diagram 2. Fine. V'yidabek regel hayud dibuk toiv b'tzavar hatzadi. You're going to attach the yud with a very good attachment to the neck of the tzadi. Like if you look over here in diagram 3, it's not just like a hairline connection. It has a little bit more body than that. Umoid yizar lahadbik be'emtza tzavar. It should be in middle of the neck. V'loy lamata. You don't want it to be too low. For example, if you're going to do it like in ois, in number 4, it's going to look like an ayin. Sholei tadam ayin. V'roysha hasheni yekmin zayin. The second head, here, is going to be, in like diagram 5, it's a zayin. But the zayin, it's a little bit tilted toward the right. We'll see the reason for that is so you could get another letter next to it. Noita lekan olekan, turning to this way and that way. Ki ein lahamshach hatzavar mikitzei haroish. Okay, now look at that. This is important. When it says noita lekan olekan, it means the head of the zayin should be on both sides, meaning the neck of the zayin should come out of its middle, not out of the side. Noita lekan olekan ki ein lahamshach hatzavar mikitzei haroish. The neck should not come out of the edge of the head. Ki im meyem tzoy, only from the middle. Kamoi benun leel. Like the nun earlier. V'hatzavar yia kitzas av. The neck should be a little bit thick. Okay, look at number 7. A thick neck. A tzaddik has to have a thick neck. You know, it's not good to be too thin skinned. He has to have a thick neck. V'orach kitzas a little bit long. Mutzal tzad yamin. It's tilted toward the right. Why? Because you want to be able to put a letter next to it and you don't want the head of the Zion to be in the way. Okay. The lower base, the bottom base, like number 9, should be drawn a little bit toward the left, more than its two heads. Ah. Meaning it should go past the left head of the tzadi, sort of in the same way the base of the nun goes past its head. B'tiel chachila agula lamata, it should be slightly rounded below. B'tzad yamin, kemoi kol hakfufais. All letters that have a final letter, when they're in their form of being bent over, they're rounded on the bottom. The mem, the nun, the tzadi, the chaf, the pei. The gimel tagin arosh hasmali. Three crowns on his left head. V'mloy noga hayud behanun. If the yud is not touching the nun, like in diagram 12, ayin b'simen lamed beis sif chav hei. Look in simen lamed beis sif chav hei. L'chaira, it's not good. And not only is it not good, if you fix it, it's shaloi kesidron, the mechaber says. So if the yud is not attached, it's a problem. Fine, weiter. V'im harashim noigim yoisri makam dibukam. Now look at this. Like in diagram 13, if the heads are connected more than just the thin connector, but the whole body is connected, dahainu shei nikar harosh, you can't recognize the head, ela kav shav, it's one straight line. Ayin le'el b'soif ois aleph. Look earlier at the end of ois aleph. So I did take that liberty this morning. I didn't remember. What is the halacha? If it's more than just this thin hairline connection where the head is not recognizable, the halacha is its puzzle. The halacha is its puzzle. And there is an etzah that you could make the head thicker. We said by the aleph, you could make the head thicker. If you want to remember, that's in diagram 13 on page 273. But you could only make the head thicker, Rabbi Yisai, if you didn't write further on in Tefillin and Mezuzos. But if you already wrote further on, you would that would be Shaloi Keseder. Okay, Ois Tzadi, Tzuras Ois Tzadi Pshuta, the straight tzadik. There are a lot of tzadikim, it's not so easy to find the straight tzadik, you know? But here we go, the straight tzadik. Ois Tzadi Pshuta, Yia Rasha Kamai Bishal Kufa. Its head is like the bent over one, but here's the great chap. The great chap is that while a regular tzaddik kfufa is a yud on a nun, but it's a yud on a nun kfufa, and the final tzaddi, the tzaddi pshuta, is basically a yud, or it looks more like a vav, on a nun pshuta. So basically, instead of, see, the straight tzaddik is a straight nun giving a piggyback ride to a vav. The tzaddik kfufa is a bent over nun giving a piggyback ride to a yud. The way the Mishnah Seifrim describes it, it's a yud and a nun. Mendy, write down this question that actually the picture looks more like a vav and a nun. Now, if you were to measure how many kolmasim it is, to me, it looks more like a vav on top of a nun than a yud on top of a nun. Va'ach minun pshuta. The only thing is, it's not a bent over nun. It's a straight nun. Why didn't the Mishnah Seferim say it's not a yud? It's a vav. Rabbi Yeager is going to check his books. Al kain gufa pashut. Therefore, its body is straight. K'may ois nun pshuta. V'shir arka, the length sheter lamata. That it should descend midibu karoshim lechadchilo with esheroi lasit tzadik kfufa. Okay, lechadchilo should be long enough that you could make. Look in diagram 3. The leg should be long enough that if you bent it over, you can make a tzadik kfufa. But b'diavad, we're going to bring in the same prima gadim that it should be what at least the length of a yud below its second head. The b'diavad pasuk prima gadim shem hoitzin makam dibu kayud lenun rak kemloi yud kasher. The diavad will be okay if you just have the length of a yud. Avalim loynisha kamla yud. If you don't have a yud, sarachion. That's a problem. Im nagu harashim yosim makam dibukam. If let's say like in diagram 5, you have more than the place of their attachment. Oisha nagu zabazet, where the two heads are touching. Oisha nifsik ben ayud lahanun, where they're severed. Dinoi kamay bechlufa v'chanal. The din is like if it's bent over, like we said earlier. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it here. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Wednesday, Kufresh, and part of Shin. And then Thursday, Tav. And then we can make a Siyum on the Aleph Beis. Baruch Hashem. Okay, thank you, everybody, for joining. Have an amazing day. Dayan.
Rabbi, it could be it's a Yud versus a Vav, because it has a little Tag on the top, and the Vav doesn't.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.